Then there is the fact that fish in the United States escape during storms and from damage to the pens or during transfers. Not being imprinted with any particular home stream, they have bred with local salmon. This has a negative impact on the genetic integrity of wild salmon and impoverishes the gene pool. Sometimes, these salmon outcompete local wild salmon for food, displace them, or even eat them. A National Research Council committee estimated that 180,000 fish escape from salmon farms in Maine each year, about 100 times the number of wild Atlantic salmon left in New England. Nobody has ever asked, and perhaps we will never know, what these escaped fish feel. Do they feel like war orphans who suddenly find themselves free in a strange city?